We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to RotoWire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Josh Jacobs won't play in Week 2 against the Steelers. Jacobs looked noticeably hobbled at times in Monday's win over the Ravens, but still managed to rumble for 2 touchdowns. Rather than to continue to gut it out, Jacobs will get a week off to heal in hopes of returning closer to full health before the Raiders host the Dolphins in Week 3. Kenyon Drake could be in line for a 3-down roll Sunday, with Peyton Barber spelling him on early downs. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski said Wednesday that Odell Beckham Jr. will be held out of Sunday's game against the Texans. Stefanski clarified that Beckham hasn't suffered any setbacks with his surgically repaired left knee and is slated to continue to practice on a limited basis. Lions receiver Tyrell Williams has been ruled out ahead of Monday's contest against the Packers. The veteran wideout had just 2 receptions for 14 yards before leaving in Week 1 with a concussion. Williams hasn't been able to practice all week, so the designation isn't surprising, but it's telling the team hasn't even went through Saturday's practice before making the announcement. In MLB news, Cody Bellinger won't start Saturday against the Reds. He's dealing with a non-displaced rib fracture. The injury stems from an outfield collision with Gavin Lux in the Dodgers' previous series against the Diamondbacks. Bellinger started Friday's game but went 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts. He hasn't been placed on the injured list, so the Dodgers presumably think the injury is minor enough that he should be able to return soon enough. Shohei Ohtani threw a successful bullpen session Friday and will start on the mound for the Angels on Sunday against the A's. There was some concern that Ohtani wouldn't pitch again this season after he experienced arm soreness while playing catch Wednesday. However, manager Joe Maddon clarified that Ohtani did not suffer an injury, but instead is just dealing with some fatigue. That said, his workload may be monitored carefully when he takes the mound at Sunday. In NBA news, the Brooklyn Nets signed Devontae Kaycock. Kaycock will head to the Nets training camp and compete for a two-way spot on the opening night roster. The 6'7 forward appeared in 20 games for the Lakers last season, averaging 20 points and 1.6 rebounds across 4.9 minutes per game. Jahlil Okafor signed a non-guaranteed contract with the Hawks on Thursday. The veteran big man spent last season in Detroit, where he appeared in just 27 games and averaged 5.4 points and 2.4 rebounds. The 2015 number 3 overall pick did not receive much interest in free agency, but will latch on with Atlanta and attempt to make enough of an impact to eventually convert his deal into a fully guaranteed contract. In MLB betting picks for tonight, we're looking at the Cubs-Brewers game at 7:15 p.m. Eastern. The starting pitchers battling it out will be Justin Steele versus Corbin Barnes. We have a parlay pick here with the Brewers and the under 8.5. Steele has had his moments, but he's facing a tough matchup Saturday against the Brewers team with a .278 average and a .352 wOBA against lefties at home in the last month. Burns is coming off a combined no-hitter, during which he racked up 14 strikeouts in 8 innings against the Indians, and he owns a 40-0 walk ratio across his last 14 scoreless frames versus the Cubs in his last 2 starts. For NFL Week 2 betting picks, we're first going with the Rams, -3.5. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford torched the Bears' secondary last Sunday night in a highly efficient performance, throwing for 321 yards and 3 scores on only 26 passing attempts. Meanwhile, the Colts defense allowed a similar high-efficiency game to Russell Wilson last week, with Wilson throwing for 254 yards and 4 touchdowns on only 23 passing attempts. Put those numbers together and that likely spells trouble for the Colts, especially with star cornerback Xavier Rhodes out again this week. The second pick is the Cardinals -3.5. The Cardinals are coming off a surprisingly strong effort in their dominant 38-13 road win against the Titans, with quarterback Kyler Murray throwing for 4 touchdowns and running for another while completing long gains of over 20 yards on 5 different receivers. That doesn't bode well for the Vikings, who gave up multiple long gainers to Joe Burrow and the Bengals last week. The Vikings weren't much better versus the run, with Joe Mixon able to pile up 127 yards and a touchdown. Mixon was also effective through the air, while the Cardinals have an even better receiving back in Chase Edmonds. The third pick is the Chargers minus -3. The Chargers return home after a solid road win over the well-respected Washington defense and should face an easier assignment this week versus the Cowboys, who got lit up for 379 yards and 4 touchdowns by Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in last Thursday night's opener. The Cowboys also allowed 34 passing touchdowns last year, tied for the third highest in the league. This sets up well for the Chargers' high-powered passing offense, especially with the Cowboys now missing their Pro Bowl D-end, DeMarcus Lawrence. For player props, we're looking at DeVonta Smith over 4.5 receptions. Rookie wide receiver DeVonta Smith has quickly established himself as the Eagles' top receiving threat, garnering 71 yards on 8 targets, both team highs, in an NFL debut last week. His connection with Jalen Hurts should only continue to grow, and it probably doesn't hurt that the Eagles could find themselves playing from behind this week. Also of note, Lions quarterback Jared Goff threw for a whopping 57 passes versus the Niners last week for 338 yards and 3 touchdowns in a game where the Lions scored 33 points. So it's safe to assume the Eagles will be looking to put the ball in the air here. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.